So if we get offered an audit role and the preconditions are met, then we've got other procedures that we should do. First of all, we need to ask the client for permission to contact the old auditor. And if the client refuses, then we should reject the offer. Then we contact the outgoing auditor and ask for any reasons why we shouldn't accept appointment. And if we don't get a reply from them, then what we should do is try and contact them by another means, by telephone, for example. And if we still don't get a reply, then we might still accept, but we must proceed with care. Now, we also need to ensure that the legal requirements in relation to removing the old auditors and the appointment of us has been met. Then we carry out checks to ensure the firm can be independent and we're competent to do the audit and that we have the necessary resources to do it. Then we need to assess whether the client is suitably low risk for us. We need to assess the integrity of the client's directors. And then as a commercial organisation, we also need to ensure that it's a desirable client, you know, that it's in the industry that we're good at and it's got a suitable profit margin for us to make. And of course, we don't accept the appointment where it's known that there'll be a limitation placed on the scope of the audit.